Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our friend Shelley Palmer, outstanding member of our Brain Trust. You know him as one of the top technology experts in the country, probably in the galaxy. He's the author of Digital Wisdom, Thought Leadership for a Connected World. He's on the radio. He's on television. He's in the papers. He's on the online. Shelley, thanks again for hanging out with us. What's the best way to contact you online?
Well, you can get me at, first of all, you just go to shelleypalmer.com, shelleypalmer.com, or follow me on Twitter, at Shelley Palmer.
There you go.
We're nice and easy to find. There's a Facebook page. Oddly enough, the Facebook page is named after our retail product, which is Shelley Palmer Digital Living. So it's facebook.com/Shelley Palmer Digital Living. So like that page. Come on and hang out with us.
Check that out. So, okay, one of the things that's that I'm telling my folks about is that almost everything that you did prior to the internet age, what I call the age of the seller, there's a corresponding task in what I'm calling the age of the customer, which is post-internet. And so all you do is you said, okay, this is what I used to do. This is what I do now, only it's different, and I have to realize that. But there's one thing, there's one area of our work that did not exist prior to the internet, and that is mobile computing. And this is a whole new world, but it's not only a whole new world, it's not just some little tangent. It is going to be the driver of the marketplace going forward, isn't it?
So let's take that a step further. A year ago, year and a half ago, maximally, my customers, my big business customers, were asking us to help them with their mobile strategies.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, a mobile strategy could be different from an online strategy,
right?
Which could be different from a marketing strategy,
mm-hmm.
which could be different from a television or print strategy or radio
right.
strategy.
You could have different.
You could have different approaches. And in fact, you could even argue that there was a reason 18 months ago to have a social media strategy
right.
that was separate. You might want
right.
to have it governed through your PR department or
mm-hmm.
through your advertising. It could have gone either way. You could have outsourced it because you didn't have the tools or understanding. Today, if
they're
a customer calls me up...
They're converging, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Today, if that's exactly my point. Today, when a customer calls up and says, we want to talk to you about a mobile strategy or a... some way, you know, people are taking their TVs with them, people have all these new tools, we don't actually offer a product called mobile strategy through our consulting firm anymore.
Right.
We only have connected world strategies or connected customer strategies. In other words, your customers are either connected or not connected, their devices are either connected or not connected, and the important part here is that just owning a smartphone does not make you a connected consumer because you can use it in very dumb ways.
Right.
So, if you have a small business, the important thing to understand is what is the experience you expect your consumer to have when they come to your store,
mm-hmm.
and what do you need to defend against showrooming, because showrooming is the mortal enemy of small business. Now, I wrote an article at ShelleyPalmer.com that your listeners should read. It's called Information Asymmetry versus Transparency. Now, information asymmetry is this idea that the buyer knows more than the seller or the seller knows more than the buyer. There's always this asymmetrical relationship between a buyer and a seller.
Mm-hmm.
It's what drives commerce. So the buyer walks into your store or to your business, and you know more about your business than they do. They may have a price quote. They may even know what your cost is, but that doesn't necessarily mean they know more about how to help them than you do because you're an expert and they're just a one-time buyer. Or
mm-hmm.
they may even be a professional buyer, but you still have information asymmetry because you know better product benefits, and that's the information asymmetry between the buyer and seller. What these handheld devices do, what mobile connected devices do, what connected consumers do, whether it's B2B or B2C, is they walk in and they have a level of transparency that's unprecedented in
mm-hmm.
history. And transparency is the total enemy of the driving force of every transaction,
exactly,
which is information asymmetry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing you need to defend against. And what we mean by showrooming is you walk into Best Buy with a 4G device, you're holding it in your hand, you see a TV, you click the barcode, and Amazon says, I'll have it at your house in 3 days for $25 cheaper and free shipping and no tax.
Right.
And if you're a retailer, that's a really hard, you've just become the showroom for Amazon.
How do we defend against that?
So there's a couple of interesting ways to defend against it. Firstly,
other than covering up all your barcodes
that's ridiculous.
Putting up an internet dome to protect your
No. First of all, by the way, if you want to know if that works or not, talk to the people in Egypt about the Arab Spring.
I'm teasing. Go ahead.
No, but I'm serious. I mean, talk to Mubarak about cutting off 98% of the internet. The 2% that's left is going to get you.
That's right.
Anyway, here's what you do. You have to figure out what the unique selling principle of your organization is. If you stand for price, if your company's main mission, vision, and values is to be the low-cost provider in your area, in your neighborhood, you're already out of business and you don't know it.
I say the price war is over and you lost.
That's correct. You have lost the price war. You may have won the convenience war, the service war, the trusted provider war. Those are wars you can win, so go fight them there.
You can win the cute war for your small business.
There's a lot of things you can win, but price isn't one of them.
So
if price is the only consideration, then you have to completely rethink the consumer experience. Now, there's another thing you can do.
Quickly.
Because it is less expensive now to create digital tools and online tools than it has ever been before, you can be transactionally excellent at retail, meaning that they can understand what's happening in your store. You could build a WAP or app experience that would make people feel like they're still in your environment when they're not with you.
Would you agree with me that not all small businesses need a mobile app, but all small businesses need a mobile site?
No, I won't agree with that, and I'll talk to you about that when
we
come back.
Well, I don't know. Okay, we'll try to get into that. But I also want, in the next segment, I want Shelley to talk to us about mobile spectrum. Are we going to have enough? We're really putting a burden on this thing, on the mobile spectrum.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.